Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Louis, who was king of France from 1226 to 1270, and he labored to create a just Christian order throughout his own kingdom. Just think of that. He had such authority over the country, and he was really seeking to bring it to Christ. He had five sons and he had six daughters, and they raised them in what is to have been, he urged his son Philip, fix your whole heart upon God. Fix your whole heart upon God. And that's what I want to say to you today. Let us fix our whole heart, not just Lord, hi. And then we go off to something else. But really stopping, giving the Lord as early as you can in the beginning of the day or for something else, some other point of time works better, that's fine. But really taking time to come before the Lord and loving Him, loving Him. Brothers and sisters, we're each His disciples. And he not only wants to take care of us, but he has work for us to do. And so many of us miss it because we don't even think of asking him, well, I'm too busy, or I'm this, or I'm that. You can manage to squeeze out if it's 5 minutes, if you've got very small children. We understand that. But let's put our priorities straight in this coming year. Let's ask the Lord to give us wisdom to know how to set aside time for prayer, to turn to him, ask him to help us. All right, we take a look now at the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, and then 14 to 17. We ask you, brothers and sisters, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling with him, not to be shaken out of your minds suddenly, or to be alarmed either by a spirit or by an oral statement or by a letter allegedly from us to the effect that the day of the Lord is at hand. Let no one deceive you in any way. If you're praying, you'll know. God will let you know. To this end, he has also called you through our gospel to possess the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught, either by an oral statement or by a letter of ours. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good hope through his grace, encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word. Bring that to the Lord every day. Your heart, your strength, what you hope for to accomplish in the day. Ask the Lord, encourage me, strengthen me, Lord. I say that to God very, very often. You help me, Lord. You help me, please. Strengthen me. Give me courage. Give me wisdom. Give me hope. Give me willingness to be generous. I ask the Lord for those things all the time because I can't do them on my own. I'll always find something else that seems more important to myself. But the important thing is that we come to the Lord. We say, Lord, I lay my life before you. I lay this day before you. Is there anything in particular you want of me? And then just be still. You might hear something on the radio. You might pick up a newspaper and you say, oh, that's where it is. There are all kinds of ways God will reveal himself. But please give the Lord your need for hope, that we need his grace, that we need to be encouraged and we need to be strengthened. We all do, every day. It's not to say, oh, I'll go to God if I've exhausted all other sources. No, go to God first. And then to others if you think that you can receive help from them. That's good. But go to the Lord first. Turn to him. Now, Psalm 96, in today's liturgy, the Lord comes to judge the earth. Think about that. The Lord is coming. He will come to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with his constancy. God will come. The day will come when you and I, each of us, will stand before the almighty, lovable Savior of my life, of your life. And we'll have to give an account of ourselves. Please, please, go to confession if that's needed. But let's not just do this act or that act. Let's look at a different way of life. Lord, what would you have me do today? Oh, well, I have to do this and I have to do that. And that's probably true. But what else does the Lord want you to do? Not just, okay, I did something for the Lord, now I can have the rest of the day for myself. We can't. Ask him. Because the Lord comes to judge the earth. Before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He shall rule the world with justice and the peoples with his constancy. And then we read in the Gospel of Matthew today, chapter 23, verses 23 to 26. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you should have done without neglecting the others. Blind guides, you strain out the gnat and swallow the camel." Let's get our priorities straight. Supposing you were to meet the Lord next week, what would you do today? What would you do today? Would there be anything different? Would there be a little more time with the Lord? Would you be asking his forgiveness? Would you be seeking to go to confession? What would you do? I don't mean that we have to have that on our minds every moment of the day. We can't, humanly. But at least every week, at least every week, to come before the Lord and ask him to have mercy on us this day, to show us what he wants of us, to ask for his strength, his wisdom, his patience. God will hear your prayer. He loves you. He wants to help you. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 23 to 26. Jesus said to you, "Woe, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." Do you want the Lord to say that to you? "You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin." In other words, you follow the law, but you've neglected the weightier things, judgment and mercy and fidelity. I'm going back to this again because it's important for you to hear this. This is what Jesus told the early disciples who were with him. "But these you should have done without neglecting the others. Blind guides who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel." In other words, you see something a little wrong and you'll shove that out of the way, but you'll swallow a camel, a very big situation, and say, "Oh, well, that's just the way it is." No, it isn't. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites." Are you a hypocrite? Am I? I found that sometimes in my life, hypocrisy gets in there. I don't want it. I don't want to just cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but I want to let the Lord clean, cleanse, encourage, forgive my inside. That's what's important. Oh, brothers and sisters, mercy, mercy, mercy of God. It's so lavish, it's so total, it's so complete. Please, please don't just say, "I'll take care of myself." None of us can really take care of ourselves at all, but we try. Bring everything in your day to the Lord, everything, and ask Him if there's something He wants you to do instead or do it differently. There may be nothing. You may just have silence. Then go and do it. You brought it before the Lord. Ask Him. But sometimes, every once in a while, you experience another thought coming to your mind and say, oh, maybe I should pay attention to this first or what. Bring it before the Lord. He'll help you. He doesn't set up everybody's agenda day by day, but He's there. There's a certain trust He puts in you and me, a certain trust to do His will. But our flesh sometimes really gets in the way, doesn't it? And God wants us to turn to His Son, Jesus Christ, who will set us free, who will help us forgive, strengthen, encourage. God loves you. My goodness. You know, I noticed in a magazine a little article by St. Louis Martin, that is St. Therese's father, and it's a little letter that he wrote to her, and he said, my dear big girl, I just spent a very nice morning. I visited several magnificent churches, and all were filled with superb mosaics. They're very beautiful and very elaborate. We're in good health, and I see with gratitude that God continues to lavish His goodness upon us. Yesterday, we visited Pompeii. It was very interesting. I'll give you the details later. I'm sorry, I have to accompany Father Murray, and I'm hurrying to write to you these few lines. They're only to make you happy and give you a sign of life. You must realize that. Soon in Rome, I'll write you a longer letter. Come, my dear daughters, always be my joy and consolation on earth, and continue to serve the Lord well. He is so great. He's admirable in His works. Did you ever write a letter like that to your children? Did you ever express your faith? And you just say, oh, well, everybody knows I'm this or I'm that. No. Internally, are you turned toward the Lord? Do you seek to serve Him? Do you pray to Him every day? I've often prayed to the Lord in the morning, and I don't get the answer before the afternoon sometime. But it comes in some way, or at least circumstances come together that I know what I should do. The Lord loves you. I don't mean that you have to bring every single little thing to Him, but the important things of the day. Bring them to the Lord. Get in the habit of doing that, because He wants you to love Him. He is your Father. And He's the Father of us all, and He wants to take care of us. Do you hear me? Please, brothers and sisters, give Him some time every day, and let us ask the Lord, please, Lord, draw me closer to You. Please help me to draw closer to You. May God be blessed. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.